From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Virginia man's charged with plotting to bomb the Washington, D.C. subway system. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the FBI had been tracking Farouk Ahmed, who allegedly had been scoping out potential targets since the spring.
Ahmed is alleged to have actually gone to a number of different metro stations and either diagram them or videotape them and try to look for places where he thought would be good places to plant bombs. This was someone who had dreamed up a scheme, and the FBI sort of provided a way of his allowing it to come to a little more fruition.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. A new audio tape reported to be from al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden has surfaced on the Arabic Al Jazeera website. On the tape, which could not be independently verified, the speaker threatens French citizens over their country's involvement in the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan. A federal judge in New Orleans has created a security zone around the Deepwater Horizon wreckage site. The security area will extend about 750 feet from the wreck and includes debris from the sunken oil rig. More on this from NPR's Carrie Johnson.
The U.S. Justice Department asked the court to protect the search area and to make sure that any evidence is preserved as part of its massive investigation into the cause of the gusher. The Justice Department is conducting civil and criminal probes, and it recently informed companies involved in the wreck to stay away from the site. Authorities already have moved a critical piece of evidence, the blowout preventer, to a NASA site where it rests under guard. The U.S. government will enforce the judge's order, which extends until October 2011. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
It's a somber day in Argentina, where people are mourning the death of one of their most prominent leaders, former President Néstor Kirchner, husband to Argentina President Cristina Fernández. Kirchner died today of an apparent heart attack, though he was known for having a history of heart problems. Political observers say many were still stunned to hear of the 60-year-old's sudden death. Reporter Annie Murphy gives us a brief glimpse into Kirchner's controversial political life.
When Néstor Kirchner took office in 2003, Argentina was still reeling from the 2001 economic crisis. Under Kirchner's leadership, the country recovered political and economic stability. Originally from the Patagonian province of Santa Cruz, Kirchner started out as a lawyer. He later became a mayor, then governor, working his way up to the presidency. As head of state, he was known for speaking out against the IMF and private companies. He also supported justice reforms that brought about trials to address human rights violations during the country's dictatorship. He was expected to run for president again in 2011. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 44 points at 11,126. This is NPR. The storm system that brought hurricane-force winds, driving rain and snow to parts of the Midwestern U.S. is now threatening more of the same in the Southeast. A tornado may have touched down in Vail, North Carolina. Three homes were damaged. 11 people were hurt. The World Series starts tonight between two opponents without much championship pedigree. The San Francisco Giants host the Texas Rangers. The Giants haven't won the World Series since the team started playing in San Francisco in 1958. The Rangers have never even played in a World Series. From San Francisco, NPR's Tom Goldman has this preview.
Let's make this simple. Tonight's Game 1 of the World Series comes down to this. Can the Giants do what no other team has done, beat Cliff Lee in the postseason? The Rangers' left-handed starting pitcher never has lost in the playoffs. The Giants believe they can do it based on very recent history. They beat Philadelphia's Roy Halladay in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. Halladay, coming off a no-hitter, was considered invincible. Giants outfielder Cody Ross, who slammed two home runs against Halladay in that win, says the approach will be the same tonight.
You got to be aggressive. If they make a mistake, you can't miss it because you're probably not going to get another one.
Texas batters won't have it easy. They'll be facing Giants starter Tim Lincecum. He's won pitching Cy Young Award twice. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.
Big ticket items have gone up again. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods rose 3.3% last month, which was the best showing since January because of more demand for commercial aircraft, but disappointing results among businesses which spent less on computers and other machinery. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.